approve it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Provision for citizen input. Pursuant to Florida statutes, members of the public shall be given a reasonable opportunity to be heard on a proposition before the city commission. Upon the recognition by the mayor, any person may address the city commission on any subject either included on the agenda or any other subject. Speakers are requested to approach the podium and give their name and address to the city clerk to be reflected in the minutes of the meeting. Remarks are to be limited to up to 4 minutes. If additional time is needed, the city commission may grant the time needed. Comments are to be directed only to the mayor. He or she will determine if the staff will need to interact. This is the time for the public discussion on any subject on or off the agenda, as the remainder of the meeting is for the commission, interaction, and decision-making. The city commission wishes to maintain orderly conduct and proper decorum in a public meeting, so thank you for your time and cooperation. Anybody have anything? Next item on the agenda is consent agenda.
I see y'all had a historical board meeting, huh?
We did. It was a delightful thing.
And he ain't being sarcastic. He's serious. It was good.
It was fun. It lasted 1 hour, which is what we wanted. Everybody was there except the one lady. She was COVID. But it was a good session.
Okay, y'all gonna meet what, once a quarter?
Yep. Next Saturday, April. You're welcome to join us if you want.
Okay, yeah, I've made notes.
There was one member in the audience.
Okay. Anyway, I made notes, so if I'm available, I make this document.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item is financial reporting for the period ending December 31st, 2021.
Mayor Shack, the commission. December results represent the completion of the first quarter of your actual results for fiscal year 2022. Operating results are in line with expectations. Our overall revenue and expense are in line. There are some pockets of concern that we need to keep an eye on related to fuel, maintenance, operating expenses. We've had a few water line breaks that kind of impact some of those lines, so we have to just keep an eye on those. We just recorded inflation at 7% for the month of December. That's the highest rate in 40 years, so that's something that we have to kind of bear in mind as we go through the year. You know, the Fed is going to be raising rates, or supposedly they're going to start raising rates to kind of tamp that down. We'll see if they're successful with that as the year progresses. The books for fiscal year 2021 are being reviewed currently by our auditors. They've been given a lot of documents to date. Haven't gotten a lot of feedback yet to date, but hopefully they're doing the auditing work, and hopefully we'll get that done in the next couple of weeks. And then the last thing, I just calling out the congratulations to the city of Lake Butler for receiving the $3.5 million in a visit from the governor. I thought that was a pretty nice day and a pretty cool thing for the city of Lake Butler and a great thing for the folks going forward.
Comments, questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the financial report for the period of October 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The next item on the agenda is the personnel policy.
Mr. Mayor, I'm giving you the personnel policy for 22-23 fiscal year, only because this is the beginning now of our next budget process. So we're trying to get ourselves in line for that. This policy, and I try to do it every year for you so that you are appraised of what the we're talking about and what the employees are involved in. We're clarifying the outside employment by employees. This year, we're adding a section for hospitalization stipend. We're increasing it from $7,500 to $8,000, payable each pay period over that year. Increase our longevity accounts, added a section on life insurance. Currently, we're offering $50,000 life insurance for all employees, but it's not anywhere in the personnel policy, so we just added that.
Okay.
Pay plan, you know, we got to increase the minimum wage from trying to get up to $15 an hour, so beginning in 22, we'll be up to $12 an hour. So that conforming with the state at this point. And then we talked about the payroll compression, causing the grades and salaries to move as well. And we added one full-time staff person, you can see in the charter organization. So all of that being said, that's where we're at with the personnel policy. Seeking your approval.
I only have one question. It got answered, and if I had read it a little more closely, I wouldn't have had the question.
What was your question?
At the time that we instituted all the COVID stuff, mm-hmm. we had 14 days that you had to quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she's recommending 5 days.
5 days, correct.
And I brought that to somebody's attention, and they quickly explained that had I read closely prior to that, I would have seen that it was subject to change depending on CDC guidelines. So I was...
Oh, okay.
You were half there.
I was halfway there.
Okay, all right. You did okay.
But other than that, I didn't see anything that caused it. Any issues?
If there's no more discussion, I make a motion to approve the 2022 to 2023 personnel policy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Mr. City Attorney.
I don't have anything to add. Brief agenda.
I knew. I was thinking I would come and they'd be adding some more to it. I wanted to call, but I didn't want to.
Well, you can bring up.
Hey, I didn't want to imply like, hey, what's going on? This is so short, but that's okay.
City manager,
you have the monthly city manager report. We are a finalist in the grant competition. Well. We did get to be the finalists, it's right there. All except we were asking for $5 million. They're a little short on the check, so we're saving it, looking for more. Then we're looking at gateway entrance signs. We've talked to the engineers, and they're suggesting that we go directly to a sign company and have them install everything. So we'll keep working on that FDOT. They're a challenging group. But we're busy filling out paperwork for all the grants we get. Everyone thinks that it's free money, but oh boy.
All right.
Yeah, I get to pay the price.
Somebody's got too much. What do you?
Yeah, why not John?
You mean John?
I've read those contracts, some of them.
Anything else? Vice Mayor Redman?
Okay, I just got, this is, I guess, for in the future, but I know once we start doing the work, the water treatment and all that, and putting down some new lines, like gonna repipe some areas, right? I was thinking about it. Could we start seeking a grant maybe for road, like repair the road?
That's included. And that's going to be included? They destroy the roads.
Okay. But what about some that may not, that may need some upgrade?
Yep, we'll begin to do that as we go along. That's in the plans for the future.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Last month we had, earlier this month, we had farm share, and we did 216 families. And to the commissioner and the city manager that show up, thank you for showing up. But we thank all our volunteers. I just want to give him a heart. But it was, we had good showing, and we always have great volunteers, and we appreciate our volunteers very much. Next month, February the 12th, it will be, we'll have farm share again. But the junior ROTC, they're going to try to be there. I'm going to make contact with them again to see if they're still on board. At least send, they don't have to send this, like the last time I sent, they had about 30. But if they can give 5 or 10, that'd be fine. Okay, that's it.
Speaking of farm share, when is it going to be in April? Is it going to conflict with the boat race?
When is the boat?
April 9th.
Yeah, probably. Is that the second Saturday?
I don't know.
How?
I ain't got a calendar.
Okay, well, let me see. April.
Yes, this is the Saturday.
Okay, it's going to be the second Saturday, so we have a conflict.
Oh, we have a conflict.
We ain't moving the bell race.
Can I move it a week later?
Yeah.
Well, we'll
you want me to reach out to Alicia and ask?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Yeah. You can. Let her know in advance. Because probably the next week, the 16th, pray at sermons. That's it.
Commissioner Sermons, you got anything?
I do. My mom wanted to share a little bit here to next month.
I got 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, please.
One of the things that was discussed at Rotary today was the July 4th fireworks. Mm-hmm. And would we sponsor like we've done in the past, and I said most likely. So you all got to tell me if you're not going to do it, and then we'll change your mind. But typically we do, and we use some of our money this year for the centennial fireworks. So what we want to do the fireworks and then do the Mayor's Art Award, like we did a couple years ago before the pandemic. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Way back in the beginning, Rotary would lease the park from us every year for $1. And I don't know whether, because I did a contract years and years ago.
They still do, and then they do that for Bob Drew's, mm-hmm. Lease his property for $1, whatever it is.
Okay. Well, the dollars, they don't actually pay us the dollar, but a contract's no good if there's no consideration attached. Mm-hmm. So that's why when you give your kid a deed to your house, you put in there that they're paying you $10, because not because they're giving you $10, mm-hmm. but because if there's no consideration decided, it's an invalid contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Russ Wade draws up the contracts.
He does, okay. Well, I didn't know if we still had the same arrangement. And so if the answer is yes, that's fine.
Yes.
I just wondered if we still had the same arrangement.
Same arrangement.
The boat racer, do they have the flagger and all that? Do y'all know? Are we going to have to scramble to get a flag boat like we did last night?
I don't know.
Or rescue boat?
Commissioner Stegall is down like 2 flat tires with the boat people. Maybe you can get with him. And ain't that true?
Yeah, I'll reach out to Ray and ask. If we need to.
Yeah, because we're going to have to start pondering about that.
Well, I know we're going to have to come up with a crane. Wait. I can't remember where we got it from last year. Was it?
North Florida.
We had Comcast reach out and ask if they could sponsor the boat race for us. I haven't heard back from them.
Getting back to the four-boat window, just ask you a question. I know that when I did the original contract, maybe for a couple of years thereafter, And it was so long ago that Blair Roberts was the mayor, if I recall. I don't know if anybody here remembers Blair Roberts, but Blair Roberts was the mayor. And Blair, by the way, thought it was hysterical that I recited the dollar consideration in that agreement. And asked if I really expected the dollar to change hands, because he didn't conceptualize what you're talking about. But in any event, for the first few years, I think it was put on the agenda. And I was going to say that if it, that I haven't seen it on the agenda, which is why I ask you, if it's still our practice, I would recommend you put it on the consent agenda for 1 month, and then at least have the council, the commission approve it. I don't think that they
need it. It's not our contract, though. It's with the Rotary through us.
But we're executing it, aren't we?
Okay.
I mean, if we execute, I just would put it on the consent agenda. I wouldn't have a discussion about it, but
okay. We can do that.
I would recommend that. But if you're going to sign it, then of course.
Commissioner Stegall, you got anything?
The only thing I have, Rotary reached out to me today about their Hawaiian Luau fundraiser, which will be February 25th at the Community Center. And I'm going to assist them with the promo and such for that. And that's all I've got.
Commissioner Beasley, you got anything?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Finance Director. Do you know how much we spent last time we paid for a 4th of July? Was it $5,000?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to get it on the agenda? Well, do we have $5,000?
I believe we budgeted for that.
I think it's been $5,000.
Okay, so it's in the budget?
Yes. Okay. I feel like it's been $5,000 for a month.
It's possible the fireworks have gone up because of China and all that. That's why they got to have the luau and all the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they're approaching the county as well.
Another thing, financial. Mr. Douglas was kind enough to provide me with a copy of about the only quota I think he's got on another pickup truck. And what was that, 49?
49 funded.
Yeah. $49,826.00. That's a four-wheel drive, four-door.
That's a double cab, four-wheel drive, 8-foot service bed. Pretty much the same thing we bought last year. But
That's with the service bed on it. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I'll have more specs later. That was all I could get right now.
You had a grant for that?
No, we pay for that. Well, the taxpayers pay for that.
I'll give Dale the actual spec sheet, a little bit more detail for y'all to look at it further later.
Okay, thank you. Well, nobody else has anything else. I need a motion.
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Reverend, what's up?
I've been running the county commission when I came to this one. This is one of the rare days they both on the same day.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
All right.
You're supposed to be working special. You're supposed to be working.